Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora's public school and possible issues on this year's ballot. Okay, are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, and would that be a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or not affiliated with either party?
Democratic.
Democratic, okay. All right, ma'am, this November there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Would that be a very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain. Very okay. Certain.
All right, ma'am, first of all, considering general conditions like the economy, the quality of life, do you feel things in Aurora area, you know, are heading in the more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
In the right direction.
Right direction, okay. All right, what is your opinion of how people live in neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek, Cherry Creek View? Aurora generally, you know, do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, or as having a lower quality of life? A lower quality, okay. All right, ma'am, in general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I don't have any opinion on that.
Okay, no opinion. All right, ma'am. Okay, now how familiar are you with the area's neighborhoods and schools within Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not familiar.
Okay, that would be not familiar? Not at all familiar?
Right.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS?
No.
Okay. And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado, you know, homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
About right.
About right, okay. And have you heard about or read about the experience, a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, while nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices, you know, and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Okay, the first one says, can afford and absorbs this increase without any problems. The second one says, can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks and other spending. Number three says, cannot afford this increase. It hurts household finances badly. And the fourth one says, do not apply, you know, I'm a renter.
Number two,
okay. Can pay this increase by really squeezes. Okay, number two. All right, ma'am, as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition HH ballot issue last fall, you know, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have, you know, on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
A big impact.
A big impact, a big positive impact?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, if the following ballot issue is up for vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, would you vote yes or no on $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating, you know, older schools to provide all our students with high-quality education facilities? The other one says repossessing a school to provide new and, you know, real-world learning opportunities for students. The other one says spending a school choice and programming options for more APS students. And the last one says adding additional spaces in schools for mental health providers to increase student access to mental health services throughout the district. Would you say vote yes or vote no on this ballot issue?
Yes.
Okay, vote yes, okay? All right, ma'am. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask, you know, voters to approve a $30 million mill levy override ballot issue that, you know, without increasing property taxes, will fund ongoing maintenance, you know, needs for school buildings, ensure access to upgrading technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Would you vote yes or no on this?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Following up, do you agree or disagree with this statement, those, you know, against this Aurora Public School bond and mill levy ballots might make? Since property taxes are so high already and going up, you know, continually, is it better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and mill levy increases in order to, you know, to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district that has enough money already would spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood? Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Lastly, we almost done with this survey. I only have a couple more minutes, and here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond and meal levy ballot issues might make. Okay. Please rate each as very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes on these 2024 ballot issues. Okay. The first one say doing a school renovations and replacement, making buildings more energy efficient, saves tax, you know, taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills and reduces, the district carbon emission footprint. Would you say that's a very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason to vote
very
yes?
Very strong.
Very strong. Okay. The other one said providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with the students with help, you know, will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressure and be safe, more productive learners. Would you say that's very, somewhat, or weak reason?
Very.
To vote yes. Okay. So it's very strong. Okay. All right, ma'am. Continually secure, you know, security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, locking mechanisms and classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Would that be very strong reason, somewhat, or weak reason for you?
Very strong. Very strong.
Okay. Many APS buildings are, you know, 30 to 40 or even 50 years old, have maintenance needs that, you know, have been put off for years, just like any home or property this old. You know, these buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so these schools last, you know, and the students have good learning environments. Very strong, somewhat, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Okay, these investments in Aurora Public School will keep the community public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values. Very strong, somewhat, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Very strong. Okay, the bond will fund a skill training program called PTEC, a partnership with a community college, APS, and local employers that include specialized, you know, technology training for today's skill jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeship, you know, for students graduate ready to fill available jobs. Would you say that's a very strong reason, somewhat, or weak reason for you?
Very strong.
Very strong. Okay, bond funding would allow the district to build more spaces to spend preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners to success in kindergarten and throughout their kindergarten through 12th grade education. Very strong, somewhat, or weak reason, ma'am?
Very strong.
Okay, providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest, you know, state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning. Very strong reason, somewhat, or weak reason for you?
Very strong.
Okay. All right, ma'am. We only have a couple more statements, and we almost should be done with this survey. I really appreciate your time, okay?
Okay.
With, Okay, with both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements, you know, in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools. Very strong, somewhat, or weak?
Somewhat.
Somewhat strong. Okay, this large bond and teachers pay meal levy come with no tax increase. Okay, so would you say that's very strong reason, somewhat, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Very strong. Okay, the large bond and package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best school district in the state. Very strong, somewhat, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Okay, and the last one said the best way to build a stronger, safer future, you know, for the Aurora's community is to invest more in educating our schools, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our school in good shape. Very strong reason, somewhat, or weak reason for you, ma'am?
Very strong.
Very strong. Okay. All right, ma'am, after finally having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the following APS November 2024 ballot issues? The first one says a $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for Aurora students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained, and to provide, you know, innovative workforce training and no additional property tax increase. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And the other one is the $30 million meal levy override to pay for outgoing maintenance needed for school buildings, ensuring access to upgrade technology, and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax increase. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and just for the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, okay, what is your gender? Would you, female, right? I'm going to put female.
Female.
Okay, and what is your age? Are you 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay, over 65. Okay, and do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Mexican, or any Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you consider yourself to be either African-American or black?
No.
Okay. All right, and do you own or rent your current place or residence, ma'am?
Own.
Own, okay. All right, and what county do you live in?
Arapahoe.
Arapahoe County, okay. All right, ma'am, and do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your participation and time. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.